Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to head to the BetQL guest hotline. We'll say good morning to Washington Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Coach Carbs, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great and to Coach, talk to you after a win.
I said this morning, I said I love having Coach on after wins.
Especially a big one like that.
I mean, there was only one day where I could tell you were really pissed off. I can't remember when that was. But usually you're pretty happy-go-lucky, even after losses. Yeah. But today, I know you're happy.
Yeah, it's a little bit better coming on when we have a big win like that, especially at home.
Did that seem like a playoff atmosphere last night?
It did. It felt the last two games, actually, I felt that our building has been phenomenal. And I think a little added last night was there was quite a few Detroit fans in the building as well.
I know. Annoying, right?
Yeah, you could feel it when they scored. And then all of a sudden, everybody kind of looks around like, oh, what's going on here? Why is there cheering? And then it became a little bit of I felt like it added a little bit to the game of where now both fan bases in the building are pulling for against each other. So it was almost a little added sellies when positive things are happening.
Also annoying too, Coach Carbs, is a lot of them seem to have really good seats. Like when they would have close-ups of you or some of the players, like I'd see that gross Red Wings logo, like through the glass. Mm. They're sitting right behind the goalies, like on the glass. Like how are these Red Wings fans invading our building and getting these primo seats too? It's gross.
I know that caught me off guard too, because that is very rare, but I was, oh, okay. Detroit's traveling this time of year. They must be trying to get out of Michigan.
So what was going on in your mind? I know, just as a fan, when they scored that goal to tie it up with about 5 minutes left in the third period, I was so scared and annoyed and frustrated. What was going through your mind?
I think you're quickly there in those moments when we have a bit of a breakdown there. You're a little bit frustrated, but then I think it switches pretty quick. Like 10 seconds later, you're on to, okay, how are we going to play these last 5 minutes? And I think for our group, that's probably we've been hardened all year by playing in these type of games. So when that happens, I've coached teams where, you know, you give up a lead, and now all of a sudden everybody gets tight and there's tension. But we've been in so many of these games that I feel like our group, even when there's a little bit of adversity, even when something doesn't go your way, it's just a mental reset. And we have a lot of strong leaders. Osh is really good at calming the group in those moments and just saying, okay, no big deal. Here we go. We're going to find a way to get the winner, get this thing to overtime, and we'll find a way. And you don't notice a lapse in our game or a real tight play from our group for the last 5 minutes, and that's a big part of it.
So I don't know if you feel the same way, but second period was also kind of annoying. But when they interviewed, I think it was Dowd, right, between the second and third intermission, he said, don't worry, we're coming out strong in the third period. Like he just had a confidence about him that we're coming out strong in the third period, and I actually like believed him. I don't know what you said or what the guy said, but can you give us any insight there?
Yeah, I it's amazing that this team and group of individuals, like, they're just, when things don't get, because it's not always, it doesn't always look great. It's not always the a Picasso, but we've got, when things happen and we get to a certain spot and we talk in between periods and say, hey, this has to be our best period. We haven't done nearly enough to win this hockey game, so we've got to find another level for 20 minutes. And when that happens, I feel like this group, they look at each other and they go, yeah, let's go. Okay, let's turn it up one more notch. Everybody's got a little bit more to give. Here's what we need to do from an X's and O's standpoint. One, two, three, let's do it. And then there's a real belief that it's going to go out and take place. It's not just verbalizing it and, we'll give it our best shot. It's like, no, we're going to actually go do that, and we're going to be able to see it for 20 minutes. And I feel like that's what a lot of times with our team, we see that when we're in a tough spot or we need something really, really badly, that their delay doesn't always result in a goal, but they're going to show that on the ice from a competitiveness standpoint, what we're trying to do X's and O's wise.
Coach, the interview that your assistant coach, Scott Allen, gave to Al Koken last night, it got me fired up when he said, no disrespect to college hoops, but he said, this is true March Madness, teams battling down the stretch for a playoff spot, separated by just a point. And then he closed with, this is a quote, he said, we have to will ourselves to victory tonight. I felt like running through a wall for that dude after seeing that interview. I mean, I didn't. I just went downstairs and let the dog out and got a beer for the third period. But, I mean, he was getting me fired up.
Yeah, Scotty Allen, he's right with the games. You can feel it on the bench and in the locker room and on the ice from both teams. You could feel it's just a different – it's not a December – January game. These are games where team seasons are on the line, so the players know that, and every shift there's such a significance to it that we can feel it, and it is the best time of the year to be playing meaningful hockey.
So, Coach, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but you officially have a closer on your roster, and his name is Stromer. He nets the game winner in both of your last overtime affairs against Carolina last week in that barn burner with 13 goals scored. And of course, last night in the win over Detroit, he's never experienced the playoffs yet in his career. And you can tell that he can just kind of taste it now with just 11 games left. And he's helping will this team to critical wins.
Yeah. He's playing some of his best hockey of the season in the most A, difficult and B, important time of the year. And that's, You can tell it. You guys know him enough by now. He's such a competitor, and as much as he does individually for us and how much he does offensively for our group, he just wants to win so bad, so bad. And you can feel it. Like this time of year, he doesn't care how it looks. He wants to be the guy that helps this team win a huge hockey game and try to get us into the playoffs. And that I got a lot of time for that. How much of a competitor and how badly he wants to win every day.
And also a big chunk of his goals, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, have come in the third period and overtime. Like in the most critical parts of the game, he just comes up huge. I think it's like 16 of his goals have come in either the third period and overtime so far.
Yeah, and I was telling a story, I don't know if you guys saw it the other day, but Stromer in the shootout, he hasn't had a lot of success this year, but every time we've gone to a shootout, he looks back at me and is like, give me the ball. Give me the ball, Karpskit. Like, I'm ready to go. And so you love that as a coach because he wants to be the guy. He has genuine belief that he's going to deliver in a big moment. And it wasn't going well for the first, whatever, five or six shootouts we've had. I don't think he had one, but he doesn't lose belief. He's like, this is going to be the one that's going to go in for us. And so it was great to see him get it. He's moved down the line a little bit. He's become not the second or third shooter. He became the fifth shooter, but now he's probably moved back up after his big goal the other night.
Carbs, Chucky Lindgren has just been in a zone. I know he's had a couple outliers where he, you know, the puck's gotten by him, but for the most part, he's just been in a zone all year. I mean, if you look at all the statistical categories, he's like top 10 or 12 in all the big ones, save percentage and goals allowed and goals against per game, all of that. You see it. He's been so solid for you. And I feel like since, you know, you're coming down the stretch here and you got to win these games, and you're playing every other night, he's got to go every other night.
He's been fantastic.
He's got to go, exactly, right?
Yeah. Exactly as you described, he's been a rock for us all year, played it at an extremely high level, just been so consistent and leading the charge and making big saves when we've needed it, when we haven't had our best, when we've had an off period or needed a few late saves or keep us in a game early like he did the other night to give us a chance to win against Winnipeg. He just kept making a few more saves to keep that game at 0-0 to let us find our legs and deliver in the third period. And so, yeah, I can't say enough positive things about his play this year. And he's worked so hard for this opportunity. And now to be able to be, you know, the guy down the stretch in the National Hockey League, there's no one more deserving of it than Chucky.
By the way, Fairvari played a bit of emergency goalie last night. I think it was about midway through the second period where Chucky made a stop, and then it was squirting through his pads towards the goal line, and Fairvari was a guy on the spot, just flicked it out like 2 inches before it crossed the line. That was a pretty pivotal play last night.
It felt like there was a bunch of those sequences where there was just bodies everywhere around the net, guys flying around trying to block shots. There's one that went through the crease late in the third period where Chucky was sort of spinning around and they had that goal. They ended up scoring, but there was bodies flying all around the crease. That's this time of year, right? Guys putting their face in front of a puck, trying to find any way possible to keep the puck out of the back of your net, and our guys from a block shot putting their bodies in front of it. Nobody does it as much as Marty does.
So, all right, Coach, you've won 6 of 7. Last night, you know, kind of sucked that Detroit got a point there. Philly lost in overtime up in New York, so they got a point. But you're starting to put a lot of pressure on those two teams because you now are officially in the playoffs with about 11 games to go. Now we got Toronto tomorrow. Last time we played Toronto, didn't work out that great. I think Matthew scored in about 8 seconds and had a couple goals. But talk about the upcoming game against Toronto tomorrow night.
Yeah, challenging going into Toronto, especially after last night for them, didn't go as planned. So you know you're gonna have a very hungry Maple Leaf team on home ice in their building. It's a challenge, and you know, we've seen them twice this year, and they have a couple of the best players on the planet, and so you have to do a job. You're not going to stop them fully, but we just have to do a better job of limiting what we're giving up to Austin, and trying to do a better job sort of neutralizing him. Again, you're not going to stop him from getting the puck in a hockey game, but we just have to limit the amount of times he can get into dangerous situations and scoring situations. And like you said, that first play in last game, like we need to prevent that from happening against, you know, the greatest goal scorer right now in season. He's got whatever he's got. We can't give him a puck 10 seconds into the game in the slot. Like, those are the things that we can prevent. And so Willie Nylander getting a half breakaway and you know, he goes upstairs on me. He's a world-class player. So we've got to do a better job of neutralizing their elite talent, especially in their building against a hungry team that obviously is a real good hockey team.
Coach Carbs, safe travel day up to Toronto. Get those 2 points. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, as always. That's head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. Commanders.com. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. Josh Harris has had some interesting things to say about a potential new stadium while at the owners' meetings in Orlando. We'll get into that next on The Fan. So
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the NFL owners' meetings are wrapping up down in one of EB's favorite vacation spots in the lower 48. He loves him some Orlando, Florida. It's the happiest place on earth.
No.
Where Disney World is located.
Pretty miserable spot, actually.
That's where the NFL owners' meetings are happening. And we have some interesting audio from Commanders majority owner Josh Harris, specifically talking about future stadium plans, including some of the upgrades are going to be happening at FedEx Field, because let's be honest, they're going to be in FedEx, well, the artist formerly known as FedEx Field.
Yep.
I don't even know what they're calling state. Is it called Commander Stadium at this point?
I think
it's that is the temporary.
I'm sure,
that'll
change, but
until they can find a fill-in corporate sponsor.
I just keep calling it FedEx. I'm so used to calling
It's what we've called it for 25, 30 years.
Right.
So here's Josh Harris sitting down with reporters yesterday from Orlando.
Yeah, look, we've been focused on the stadium. Obviously, you saw the $86 million announcement of what we're doing with with FedEx Field. Now we're also focused on our new home. And so in that regard, we're in pretty deep, we're doing site plans across three jurisdictions. We're in deep discussion with Maryland, but at the same time, we're continuing to pursue, the possibility of having a site at RFK. And, that process is a political process. So the first thing that has to happen is DC has to have the rights to the RFK land. And they the House agreed to that in a bipartisan vote, but now we need the Senate to act and the President to sign that bill, and then we can really start to have discussions with D.C. And so that's what we've made some progress there, obviously, but we need to make more.
Mm. So he's keeping all his options open. I mean, it's smart. You don't want to come out and say, yeah, we're diehard to be back in D.C. at the RFK site.
Yeah.
He knows there's political hurdles there to get over. So he wants to keep all the jurisdictions in play.
It's a lot more than political hurdles. I mean, I think there's a space issue. There's a lot that goes into this.
Who has the rights to the RFK Stadium land? He said D.C. needs the rights to that. Who's got it right now?
I can't remember how that all works. Maybe the federal government
or
something?
Yeah, federal government has control of the land currently.
So the city doesn't. Right. So
let's just assume that hurdle gets cleared.
Yeah.
They're halfway there, it sounds like. Right? They just need the bill to pass and then the president to sign off on it, whatever he said.
But the issue there is the land, the space.
Right. I don't think that there's enough space to do the kind of thing that these guys want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that new stadium owners like to do. But maybe. I mean, obviously, we would all like it from a nostalgic standpoint. But
you know what it sounded like? It sounded like a warning shot from Harris to D.C.
Yeah.
Like, get your S together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Get your S together politically. Stop dragging your feet on this.
Right.
Because
do you want us or do you not want us? Like, I mean, he should also be He should also be, and I'm sure they are doing this behind the scenes, telling DC when they sit down at the table, like, you guys are in danger of losing the Wizards and the Caps.
Honestly, like, it sounds like the political red tape that we're having to jump through right now to get this done seems exhausting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just the tone I had.
Get this rig rolling, okay?
I don't think he's dead set on it. You know what I mean? Like, I think at the end of the day,
it was a nice warning by him to everyone in D.C.
He's a businessman. He's going to look for the best deal for him and the other shareholders in the team.
But he's also going to take into account the history of the team and try to do what's best. Like, I don't think he's going to do the Valdez bit and, like, move him down around the county to take a little bit of, Ravens country
I don't think he's going to move the team to Dumfries.
Yeah, there's no Virginia talk there.
Not yet.
It's Maryland and D.C.
Right.
I'm sure that was the focus.
Well, he said all three.
I know he said all three, but he didn't really talk about specifically about the state of Virginia. I guess it's still in play based on money.
Right.
And land.
Yeah.
But there's no jurisdiction wants us there, right? So ultimately, it's about, kind of establishing really how we might have a dialogue. And that starts with, us having kind of a view on what we would do. And sort of looking at an overall, master plan, an overall site plan. And so that's where we are right now.
I suppose if you're an NFL owner or a major franchise sports owner, probably is one of the biggest perks, one of the big dreams is to build your own arena, build your own stadium, right?
Like, it's part of your legacy.
Yeah, you don't want to inherit one and just kind of refurbish it.
Right. This is a unbelievable, unreal opportunity.
I mean, he probably walks into FedEx and looks at it and goes, can you believe we're stuck here for the next five plus years until we get our new place built? But I mean, he knew that going in. He knew that when he was bidding on the team. He knew that the stadium was a dump and that they would have to be there at least temporarily.
Do Commanders fans, the majority of Commanders fans, want them to stay in Maryland? Or do they want – I know the majority probably don't want them to move to Virginia.
No, I think if
but
everybody
do they want
push
them to stay
come to
in
shove,
D.C.
in a perfect world, they love it to be back at the old site. It's just the nostalgia part of you. Right. It's like impossible to not.
All
kind
I know
of
is
want
if
that.
If it goes back to the RFK site, they've got to do something about the infrastructure around it and the access into
that
area.
Thing.
Well, would have to.
I drive on the B-Dub Parkway.
You see it every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And that little rickety underpass and exit off to RFK. It's just, it's a mess. And there's, it can barely handle rush hour
week
traffic.
And the roads are awful.
Let alone 70,000 people going
there. Always construction.
For a Commanders game.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to be rectified with the Clippers.
The access needs to be rectified. It's going to need to be rectified anywhere.
Yeah.
Even if they stay in their current location, they're going to have to try to get that even better.
Absolutely.
But also, just the space there. Hell, the residents don't want it. There's a lot of complications in that. It's not as easy as just, let's just get approval and build there.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you ever go down to the Minnesota Avenue
government
building?
Have you addressed the situation at all?
You know what I've done with that?
You've done nothing.
Put that on the back burner?
I kicked the can down the road.
So you decided to just not deal with it?
Well, I've temporarily punted it because I just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, because it's going to take...
What I'm going to do is...
What is your plan?
Here's my plan. I will put a note in my phone on a date TBD at this point.
It's like what you did with your colonoscopy.
To deal with said issue. I don't know what that date is.
You just don't want to deal with it now.
I'm
get
thinking
it.
It's going to be sometime in early to mid-April. I'm probably looking at.
You know what I would try to do? Now, in this instance, I don't think it would work because it's so directly... implicates you.
Yes.
I'd try to pawn it off on my wife and see if she could do it for me.
I mean...
but it's your...
Do you trust that she could take care of it?
My wife?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, she could do it if I asked her to. But,
she's teaching. She's busy all day.
Push comes to shove. He needs his ID.
I don't think you've had your identity stolen.
You can't have somebody else do it.
Call in your stead.
No, you're right. They got to talk to you.
Like a proxy.
Right. That's why they could.
My identity is already up for grabs. The last thing they need is another person in the mix.
No, it's something you're going to. I just am stunned that, an email or phone call can't get the ball rolling. This whole idea that you have. So, in other words, if somebody in Texas has their ID stolen. They have to drive to Minnesota Avenue and walk in.
I don't know what
that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what the final outcome is going to be, how I'm going to handle it, but I think I'm just going to either call them and just dedicate 2 or 3 hours of being in cyber hell with them, like going round and round until I talk to a real human.
How about somebody that listens to this show? There has to be somebody that listens to the show that works at that building that could give you the friends and family number.
I'm not sure. Maybe there is.
What's the name of the agency?
It's the Department of Employment Services, I believe.
Got to be somebody that works there or knows somebody that works there that can give you
a human
number.
I would love nothing better than to have an insider
hook
me up, take care of me, and just make this problem disappear and go away.
Right.
But so far, that hasn't happened.
Basically, people have said to go to that building, you're going to need a police escort.
Pretty much, yes.
And they've scared you. Yeah. They've scared you.
I've been scared off by multiple people who are in the know. Like a handful of people have been like,
you don't want to go there.
You can't go there in person. What are you?
I knew once we got those calls of people telling you don't go down. I knew you weren't going down there.
Yeah.
But I probably would have gone just Ubered. And just,
hustle
in.
Still a pain in the butt.
I just don't want to deal with it. I just would rather not deal with it.
He would rather sit at home on hold for 2 hours.
Now, if they
were
currently siphoning cash off you daily.
They very well could be. Yeah. They could be filing for unemployment claims in my name. I'm sure they're doing it as I speak.
Mm. Hmm.
This is the cross I bear. This is my lot in life.
All right. Well, and again, somebody throw cakes a bone. Somebody's got to work at the agency. Somebody's got to know somebody. Somebody's got to have friends and family number. I know blank.
A whole lot of nothing on the line.
They can hit you up on Twitter, Money Metal Cakes.
Yes, please.
Send you a DM.
Please help me.
Somebody's friggin' basically stolen his ID.
Yep.
And this has been going on for how many years now?
Oh, multiple years. I mean, I have to get sent a federal tax ID number like every year before I do my taxes to give to my tax guy. So that I can just even do my taxes.
Right. Because
this identity has been compromised. Fully and thoroughly compromised.
Well, hopefully you can rectify that in the next few weeks. But I'm guessing it's going to take a while.
Yeah. I'm not sure how we got here from talking about RFK Stadium.
Well, because we're talking about that area.
Because it's near RFK.
Yeah. I really don't understand, outside of nostalgia.
Yeah.
What is so great about the RFK site? I honestly
don't
understand.
It's just nostalgia.
That's exactly what it is.
That's a terrible idea for a reason to put a stadium there.
Well, Josh Harris might
think
that, too.
I mean, Michael Marr does not fall into this group, but I would think most people under the age of 40 don't really care about the RFK Stadium memories.
I can tell you they don't. Like, my kids are Commanders fans, and I can tell you with certainty they don't care one iota about RFK because it doesn't mean anything to them.
I can also tell you,
there's no tie-in.
As someone who lived through that era, and, you know, I have great memories of that, I actually don't care where they put the stadium. It means nothing to me. Just put it wherever.
Well, you don't go to games anyway.
Yeah, but they go to a couple.
You
but
still want it to be the best experience.
I just want to build a great stadium. You know, I trust they're going to build a great stadium and a great experience. But, wherever it's going to be a pain in the ass to get to. And just don't put it in my backyard.
I'll just say this.
Don't put it in Kensington.
Wouldn't you think the Oxon Hill site, National Harbor,
I think
farm
it's a
there,
that would be a good
that
site.
That is the best location that would make it. It's centrally located. It's still in Maryland. You got all the entertainment already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get to. It's way better. I mean, besides the Metro, they got the Metro thing that Metro doesn't go there. Besides that, it's the best location by far. RFK is a nightmare. It's so tiny. You're going to have a rinky-dink stadium with nothing fun to do in a neighborhood?
I don't think I actually don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. I honestly don't.
No, the land restrictions are definitely an issue. 100%.
And it's not that accessible by Metro either.
I mean, have to expand all of that. Just
have a Metro stop there presently.
Yeah, but you'd have to expand all that.
It's not a great stop, and it's further away. You got to still walk a bunch to get there.
It's the same exact thing as going to
You're preaching
Landover.
To the choir. I avoid Metro like the plague. Hmm. I don't do anything to avoid the Metro.
I know, but thousands of people don't. They would,
I understand.
All, that's what they rely on.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see where they end up.
It's just what you think you're talking about, like what quarterback they're going to pick is exhausting. Going through these stadium machinations for all of these teams all the time is exhausting.
Correct.
Especially when it's years away from happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're liable to be fired or dead.
Could be both.
By the time it happens.
I guarantee you it's going to be one or the other.
Right.
Guarantee
well,
you.
Hopefully fired.
We won't be on. Dead. We will not be in this room talking about where the new stadium is when it's finally constructed.
It seems like it's far
no chance.
Away.
Zero chance.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Real quick, let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I want to explain why RFK is actually a good site in general. You're right about the nostalgia, but it's also a really good transportation hub. It's got three metro lines that run through there. It's got about a half a dozen metro bus bays for different mm-hmm. metro bus lines, as well as being off of East Capitol Street. Now, it's not ideal, but that is part of what makes it a solid spot, period.
All right, but
but what about the actual land? Is there enough space to put a big-ass stadium down
and
there?
And all of the businesses and everything that you want
and all the bars and
it.
Restaurants.
Yeah.
That's slightly different, and actually that is what would put more stress onto the transportation network in terms of cars, but it does have, you know, multiple acres. So the question is, what could they develop on the site? And the answer is not as much as they
not
could
as
on
much.
Virginia or Delaware, right. Virginia or Maryland site.
Right, right, right.
But it's you know, Harris is a businessman, so he's...
Yeah, my key point was that it's not just nostalgia. It's actually got transportation infrastructure already there.
Okay, but I think for most fans, the reason why we would want it is not because there's three metro, like, and all those sort of, like, lawyerly things that you're bringing up, right? From a fan's perspective, it's nostalgia. From your perspective, you seem to be very in tune with it. It's all the three metro lines, all, but I don't think fans really care that much about that.
But no, but the people who plan for land use do. And so that's part of my point, right?
Okay.
The people for the stadium, you know, the people on the side of the Commanders are going to look at it and go, how do I get people here to spend their money on the game or on mm-hmm. an entertainment venue or whatever they're going to build there? Mm-hmm. That's what they're looking at. The nostalgia is secondary, but that's the reason RFK is a decent site for them to look at because of the transportation network.
Look, if I was being honest, I think that Harris is a fan, right? And so he would love in a perfect world for it to be there. But this a lot of this RFK stuff is just pandering. They're just pandering to the fan base. They're going to ultimately go where they get the best deal.
Yeah,
right?
They're just negotiating.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Where he's a businessman, so he's going to take the best deal.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
you, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, don't forget, later in the show, we will be joined by Chick Hernandez. That's coming up at 9:25. He will be in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day. That's coming up at 9:25 here on the Junks.
All right, Cakes, the weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever, so be ready, no matter the temperature, with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling systems and assure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Got a late guest booking update. Savannah McCann, who does updates here on 106.7 The Fan. She'll be joining us at 9 to give us her official Nats season win total prediction.
Now, you should tell people, like, why Savannah is a particular expert on like the Nats. Well,
she's
and that's
like
her deal.
She's a super baseball nerd. Like right. she's forgotten more about baseball like in the last 10 minutes than most people will ever know in their lifetime.
And who does she work for? Or she used to work for anyway? She was it one of those fantasy things?
No,
or
Baseball America.
Baseball America.
I mean, she's got real baseball chops.
And did she do? But she, I felt like she did a lot of minor league stuff.
She may have. I mean, we can ask her. She'll be on at 9, and I'm gonna tail either her over or under for the Nats season win totals. I didn't do it last year. I missed the boat. Not missing it this year. So she'll give her official Nats season win total prediction at 9 a.m.
Well, that being said, 2 years ago, you and I did 9 totals.
Yes, and how did that work out?
We were 9-0.
That's pretty damn good.
All yes. Right.
What about last year?
Last year we didn't do any.
Why?
I don't know why.
He wasn't he wasn't that interested.
You know what I
Well, we didn't do anything. We didn't do any together.
Here's
I did
what
some
I'm
on,
interested in.
I did some on my own. But
going 9 and zippy. I'm interested in
I
that.
I know.
If we can recapture some of that magic, I'm all about that. So let's do that.
Total number for the Nats is 66.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on FanDuel.
Yeah. So we'll get Savannah's input on that at 9.
I think they can get there. I mean, obviously, these pitchers have to start getting better. The younger guys, the JoJo's and the Gores and guys like that. Jake Irvin. But I just think their lineup will be a little bit better than it was last year.
Okay. I hope it's 66-plus wins better. Would be nice.
All right. Let's go to John in Annapolis real quick. John, hey, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Hello, John.
Good.
What's up?
Okay. So a couple things about the Redskins, Commander Stadium. I think will happen and what should happen is that it gets placed right at FedEx. Right at Landover, where the current place is. For a couple of reasons. Number one, the red tape is virtually non-existent. They already own the property, so all of that could sail through. And what they should do is then go to Maryland and say, if you put a dedicated line, metro line, right to the stadium, we'll stay. And that's I think, a bargain for the state of Maryland to have to pay virtually nothing in the scheme of things on what. You know, to keep the Commanders there.
So, excuse me. So you say Harris would forego any potential like tax incentives and investment from the state in return for a metro line? You really think that?
Well, I guess that would be thrown in there too. you know, they could negotiate that. But in addition to that, you know, as far as buying property or anything like that for the state, I think their overall commitment by the state would be much less to help with the current site if the stadium went there.
Where do you live?
I live in Annapolis.
Okay. Do you go to a bunch of games?
No, I don't go to a bunch of games, but you know, I do have a vested interest in keeping it in Maryland.
Why?
It's closer.
Yeah.
Just closer. I would like to kind of keep
that
it where
much
it is,
closer. I mean, it's gonna be 10 minutes. I mean, it's not that much closer for you.
Well, I don't think the RFK site works because it's just not big enough for a current stadium and the retail that goes with it in order to
I
make
agree
it
with
functional
that.
Kind of all year. Yeah. To make it functional all year, I don't think the current site or the RFK site works.
Right.
A dedicated metro line could help with some of the retail year round. I don't know if it would be enough to do that. But I don't know. I think it's a win-win overall. Since the stadium is there, nobody complains too much about, you know,
people
going
don't.
Into
people
Virginia.
Complain about coming and going a little bit. I think
yeah,
it's gotten better,
anywhere,
but
of course, yeah.
But I think it's because not as many people are going.
That's probably part of it. Yeah,
right.
The crowds
right.
have been down.
Yeah, but
right.
But a brand new stadium with a dedicated metro line where the current place is now or next door to it, I think, you know, in the scheme of things, of all other options, I think could be the best,
right?
Best way to go.
All mm-hmm. right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy. How much do you think it costs to build a whole new line?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I wouldn't have any
outrageous.
Idea.
Outrageous.
Well, call Metro.
It's a massive undertaking.
It's
because
massive.
They're doing it right now in College Park.
Right.
And College Park.
Oh, they're building a new line in College Park? I had
yeah,
no idea.
It's going to run right through the campus.
Oh,
is
it, really?
Parts of it look like a war zone.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's so much happening.
Right.
So
well,
I don't
I'm
know how much it costs.
And how quickly they got that Dulles one put through. They've been working on one. And
well, that took forever.
Well, I mean, just, yeah, I know. I lived through it. I mean it's fully functioning.
It was supposed to open, I think, 2 years prior to when it did.
Right. But they got it done. I mean,
I know.
Out of nothing.
Yeah.
They've been working on one in my neighborhood for years. I don't know when that thing's gonna open.
I don't know. Couldn't
what
tell
is that?
You.
The purple line or whatever? Is
I
that
think
what
it
that's
is
supposed
the purple
to be?
Line.
Yeah.
Mm,
possibly.
They definitely
Papa, I have not
paths.
Been on the Metro
Papa.
In years.
When we did our commercials.
Probably.
That might be one of the last times I've
probably
been
last time.
On any sort of Metro product.
If you see something, say something.
I remember taking my
right.
daughters down to see the fireworks down at the mall.
Yeah.
When they were
how fun was that?
OMG. It was probably when they were 6 and 4, maybe 7 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, roughly 16 years ago. It was miserable.
I'm sure it was.
It was miserable. Now it was July 4th.
Yeah, I mean, you know
but
what
I told my wife
doing.
I'm never getting on the Metro again.
From that.
Well, you should also say, never going to the July 4th fireworks
well,
DC
that too.
Ever again.
That too.
Yeah, that's,
the Metro
that's
is,
insanity.
It's generally fine. It's generally fine to get on.
Well, depending on when, what time you're going, and
not a big fan.
Where you're going?
I like.
What is it about it that you dislike the most?
I like
people.
I like certainty. Yeah, I don't like being around a ton of strangers. I like knowing when I can depart. When I'm.
I mean,
roughly,
they generally come like every 10 minutes
when
or
I'm
whatever.
I'm roughly going to get to my destination.
You can
I like
guesstimate
the fact
that.
That my car isn't going to hop off the tracks. when I'm hopping.
Is that
my
a real fear of yours?
Yeah.
Derailing
you know what
metros?
Else is a fear? Being in a tunnel and it filling up with smoke. Fear.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I actually don't have those yet.
You don't have that fear?
Mm-mm.
You might want to insert it into your fear
I
index.
Like, yeah. I feel like I would just get off the thing and walk through the smoky tunnel.
Yeah, but you're
I
mean, afraid of everything. You're not afraid
I'm
of
not, that. Hasn't
it sounds
like that's,
easier said than done to
I don't
me.
Feel like that occurs that often.
Oh, I don't think it occurs that often, but it occurs. You know where it's never occurred? In my car. Not once.
Well, on the Metro, semi hasn't jackknifed into a Metro car either.
That part is true as well.
Yeah, I mean, your car is way more dangerous.
I know that there's an inherent risk in me driving.
A much greater risk.
Yeah, but I'm a good driver.
It had nothing to do with you.
I trust myself way more.
It had nothing to do with you.
Than whatever donk is looking at his phone
like
when
you said,
driving
like,
the Metro train.
It could be a drunk guy driving a tractor trailer.
On the smallest car on the
beltway.
Or
some guy falling asleep.
But I'll always take that chance. You know what I like to do? Bet on myself.
Use the Metro for Zach Bryan. No issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Metro's
no
generally
issue.
Fine.
That's
I don't
good.
Like waiting with a ton of donks
yeah.
and maybe have to.
The wait was probably 2 minutes at the most.
Yeah, yeah. But I've waited before it's been longer. And I don't love that. But at the end of the day, you find a seat, you get on, and it gets you to your destination.
Yeah. Yeah. If Metro's for you, enjoy.
Yeah. yeah.
Have had it. I just
I'm not saying I love it, but it serves its purpose.
I just don't use the product.
Yeah.
Not a fan. More a fan of driving myself. And having a silly parking pass. That's
well,
that's
you'd,
a big
you'd have
part
to leave
too.
Your house to use the Metro, which
that's
of course
true.
I don't do.
That,
and I know you don't do much.
That's
either.
Pretty much true.
No, he walks his dog, or actually, you don't even. How many dogs do you have now?
I have one dog.
You're down to one.
One dog. And Winnie.
Does Winnie use the stroller?
No. The only week,
I know because the dog was sick and old
because
and hurting.
The dog was old. And
I understand. I'm asking about.
Walk.
I don't know anything about Winnie.
Yeah, yeah. Winnie is young and spry.
Is Winnie a big dog, little dog?
She weighs about 40 pounds.
Mm. It sounds
so
like
bigger than what we've normally had.
Right.
Yeah.
40 pounds,
and she's spry. Like, she's got a lot of energy, needs zero stroller.
So do you? So you walk Winnie? Yes. You walk Winnie's on a leash?
Correct.
Yeah. Is do you have Winnie well trained?
We're training her as we speak.
How old? How long have you had Winnie?
We've had her for about three and a half months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then
has she been easy to train?
She's pretty smart.
Yeah.
She's a pretty smart dog. So yeah, she's been pretty trainable thus far.
So all the pooping and all that stuff, that's under control?
Yeah. Poops
in the backyard.
Old Flakesy goes and scoops it
up. How often do you have to go out
there? Every day.
You have to go out there every day and scoop poop.
I mean, every day or every other day, yeah. Or else it becomes like a minefield in your backyard.
No, for sure you got to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
annoying. Or she goes on the walks. How often do you scoop it there?
You scoop poop every day? Oh,
she goes, we take her for minimum 3 walks per day, sometimes 4.
Right. So you got little baggies all the time?
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass.
I use about 1,600 bags a year.
I like to double bag because sometimes those bags from Harris Teeter or Giant Safeway. They can rip, but sometimes they'll also have small holes like on the bottom of the bag.
Ooh, and you could get a little finger on there.
Yeah.
That's so not good.
Double bag it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Prevent that from happening. Just a tip. Just a helpful tip from your pal Cakes.
I'm with you.
That's all. All right, when we come back, EB is going to regale us with stories from the entertainment page.
Oh, yeah.
I want a Diddy update.
I can give you an update. They turned his
When's houses. He going to jail?
They turned his homes upside down.
That's what I want to know.
Also, he's got a drug mule, allegedly, that used to fill it up for the Cuse.
Is it Drabby? Is it Drab T-shirt?
No. I don't believe it's Drab T-shirt. It's another guy.
Oh, okay.
Autry was a drug guy?
It's not him. It's a different guy. All right, so we'll get into that and more in EB's entertainment page next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.